Scene. A film producer's office in Los Angeles. A man paces around the room, bouncing a small rubber ball against the floor, the walls, and catching it. He hums some contemporary movie theme, maybe The Wind Beneath My Wings. A second man, Paul, pokes his head through the door, hesitates, then...
excuse me?
Hey, just the man I wanted to see. Come in, come in.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry I'm late.
It's okay.
I had trouble getting off the freeway.
Oh?
I missed the exit.
Hey, not your fault. Those rental cars suck. Next time I'll have Heather come pick you up.
Oh, I wouldn't want to trouble her like that.
She's my assistant, Paul. That's what she does. Assist, you know. Well, I finally get to meet the man who wrote Aphrodite's Daughter.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you too, Mr. Wiesel.
Weasel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have assumed. I just thought, you know, like Ellie and all.
You lost me there, Paul.
Ellie Wiesel, you know, the writer.
Oh, sure, sure. She's with ICM, right?
Oh, I don't think...
Yeah. I met her at a thing up at Gary Busey's once. She did a polished job on Mannequin 2. Or maybe it was one of the Chucky flicks. We could get her.
Get her?
To collaborate, if you like. I mean, you know, you two got something going on or whatever.
Actually, I didn't...
Oh, no. Of course. Stupid of me. You want to work alone on the first few drafts. We can always bring her in late if we have to. Not that we'll have to. I say, and I truly believe this, Paul, one writer can be every bit as good as 20. As long as you've got the right guy. And I think we've got the right guy.
Well, I'm flattered, Mr. V. Weasel.
Boy, when I read that thing...
Thank you. Well,
yeah, it's sad. It's beautiful. It's got passion, you know? I said to my partner, we gotta have this thing. We gotta have this guy.
Well, it's always nice to have your work appreciated.
Oh, it is. It is. You betcha. So, what did you think of our proposal?
Well, Mr. Weasel, this is all very new to me, as you can imagine, and I'm grateful, of course, but... I have to admit, I have a number of, well, you know, questions.
You want a cappuccino or something?
I...
Sure, sure. Where's my manners? You've been driving these stinking freeways in a Taurus, God knows what. You must need something. A crystal geyser, something?
No, I'm fine, really.
You're good?
Yeah.
You sure?
Really.
Okay. So, questions.
Oh, yes. I have to say, when I got the letter from you and Mr. Ferret, it appeared, you know, it kind of knocked me for a loop.
Ferret.
What?
My partner. He's our money guy. But he's wild about Aphrodite, too. Don't you worry about that. You were saying?
Yes. Well, I guess it's fair to say that I never imagined that movie producers would be interested in the kind of writing that I do.
Oh, yeah. Adaptation is the way to go these days. Get something from a real writer. Not another film school snot-nose.
Well, that certainly wouldn't be me.
You're damn right it's not.
But forgive me if I'm wrong here, but isn't this a little unusual?
What unusual?
Well, to do a film adaptation of a sonnet.
Feature-length adaptation, Paul.
I just didn't think you guys did that kind of thing with, you know, poetry.
Sure, sure. Look at what? The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, right? They turned that into a movie, didn't they?
I'm not sure. I guess I'm not really up on the movies.
Sure, sailing ships, high seas, mutiny, all of that.
You mean Mutiny on the Bounty?
Yeah, they changed the title, whatever.
I don't think
Shakespeare, right? He wrote poetry, right? Shakespeare in Love did what? 80 million domestic, won all those awards?
Mr. Weasel, Shakespeare didn't write Shakespeare in Love.
Paul, with respect, because I respect you as a great, great writer. I know a piece that's asking for development when I see it, and Aphrodite's Daughter is screaming screenplay at me.
It's 14 lines long.
Brevity, Paul. Brevity is the soul of something or other, I forget what.
Wit.
Wit? Yes. Wit's good. People go to see wit. You know how much that Mary movie did with a guy getting bit in the crotch by the dog? 150 million theatrical. And video? Forget about it.
You want to turn Aphrodite's Daughter into There's Something About Mary?
No, of course not, Paul, of course not. We're going to stay true to your take on the thing. I promise you that. But, and I want you to think about this now, I do think Cameron would be perfect for the part of the girl.
Mr. Weasel, the girl's dead.
Ah, see? Backstory. Backstory, Paul. We flesh it out. let a little air into the story, a little sunshine. We see how it all came together for her before, see?
Before?
Yeah.
Before she commits suicide?
Before.
I don't know, Mr. Weasel.
Look, see? Picture this. Huh? We open on Cameron in the kitchen.
You mean Susanna?
Right, Susanna. She's in the kitchen, right? And she's thinking about it. She's folding things up real neat. The sunlight streams in through the window, all very, I don't know, very Ridley Scott, you know? And she goes to the oven, right? Pulls the door open. Tight shot. Her, the oven, and bang! We flash back.
Flashback?
Yeah, flashback to the whole story of the love affair with the pilot.
Pilot?
Yeah, Navy pilot, yeah.
You mean the graduate student?
Well, let me explain something to you, Paul. The whole scholar thing, people don't pay for that, you know? I don't know why. It makes them feel what? Inferior or something. The military's the thing right now. Spielberg, Malick, Jerry Bruckheimer, everybody's shooting that. People want uniforms. They want to see Cameron and this, you know, American walking hand in hand on the pier in Santa Monica.
This happens in Bar Harbor.
Hey, what? It's the ocean. Again, with respect, Paul. You know what it costs to ship a crew all the way to Rhode Island?
Maine.
Whatever. The point is, we keep the whole thing, the delicate tension of it. And that thing about the wind? We can do that right here. We don't need Rhode Island for that.
I don't think... You noticed the wind thing, huh?
Oh, the wind is fantastic. Are you kidding me? You can't do this thing without the wind. And anyone says you can, well, you know, he's blowing smoke.
I always felt that the wind was the fulcrum of this piece.
Absolutely. Absolutely the fulcrum. Look, Paul, I have this vision. That's my end. Vision. I want people to feel the same, you know, the same... me and Ferret felt when we read Aphrodite. It's just... adaptation is adaptation, huh? We bend it a little, and we bring in an audience. An audience a little larger, if you'll forgive me, than you get from some literary magazine back east, huh?
I don't know, Mr. Weasel. I'm just not altogether comfortable with, you know, certain parts of it.
Okay. You're not crazy about Cameron.
No,
No, you're right. Too much sex. Too much balls. How about this? We go in another direction completely. What if I were to say to you, for instance, Meg Ryan?
Oh, no, I'm sure she'd be lovely, but...
You want to meet her? I can introduce you. She could go for you, you know. She split with that British guy, right? Chicks dig writers. I don't know what it is with you guys.
Mr.
Weasel, I'm serious. I never met one of you guys who wasn't knee-deep in it.
Mr. Weasel, please, look... Your enthusiasm for the poem is, well, it's very validating, I guess, if you could use that word. And sure, everyone wants to reach a, you know, broader audience, but I'm not sure that it, in the final analysis, a poem like this can make that transition to something like a movie. It's what it is, I think. You know, just 14 lines. It's hard to explain.
Uh-huh. I see.
It's nothing personal or anything. I think maybe Aphrodite is just not, you know, cut out for the big screen.
Right. I see. This is about the guild minimum thing, isn't it?
Mr. Weasel...
Damn that ferret! I told him we'd insult you by lowballing you like that.
No, Mr. Weasel, I really wasn't bothered
by... Oh, come off it, Paul. We both know you're worth more than that. But ferret's pockets are only so deep. I knew we'd never get a real writer like you for a measly 28.5.
28?
No, you're right, Paul. We were deluding ourselves, and I refuse to see it. It's like the 12-step freaks say denial ain't just a river in India.
Egypt.
How's that, Paul?
Never mind. When you say 28.5, you mean 28, what, thousand?
Oh, look, Paul, don't rub our noses in it, okay? So, now you know. We're not exactly the Weinsteins, huh? Hell, I'll tear this contract up, then. It wasn't worth the time it took to draw it up.
Just a minute, Mr. Weasel.
Please. Sly.
Sly?
You know, Sylvester, you know, but it's Hollywood, so... Paul picks up the rubber ball and starts to fiddle with it.
And you really like the stuff about the wind.
Paul, my hand to God. Goosebumps. Seriously, chills.
Well, it's just... About this pilot.
Yeah, Navy pilot, uh-huh.
I mean, like I say, I'm not really the expert about these kinds of things, but what if he was, I don't know, kind of like a graduate student, you know, in certain ways?
I can't believe it.
What?
It's kismet. It really is. Kismet, Paul. You won't believe it. You want to know what I'm thinking, even before you walk through that door? I'm thinking about the pilot, and I'm thinking none of this Tom Cruise, Ben Affleck, brainless bullshit. I'm thinking smarter, more sensitive, Rick Schroeder.
Ricky. Rick?
Ricky? Rick. Ricky?
Or I don't know, Rafe Fiennes.
Ralph. Rafe?
Rafe. Ralph?
He's good.
Yeah.
Not American.
No.
But he does American.
That was my thought.
That's a good thought. That's a good thought, Paul. Weasel slips Paul the contract.
To be completely honest with you, Sly, I always thought the piece might, you know, stand a little, I don't know, filling out.
A setup. You set it up a little.
And you honestly think we could get Meg Ryan?
Paul, guess who I had lunch with yesterday.
You're kidding, Meg Ryan?
Nuh-uh, better, her publicist. And you know what she says to me? She says, why can't someone bring Meg something literary? You hear that, Paul? Literary.
She said that?
Or I'm not standing here. Paul begins to sign.
Because I've always thought she could play a suicide.
Oh, she could. She could. She could do it. But, Paul, about this whole suicide thing,